Matthew chapter 7. Do not judge, so that you will not be judged. Because with the judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with the measure you give out, it shall be measured back to you. And why do you see the splinter that is in your brother's eye, but not consider the beam that is in your own eye? Or how will you say to your brother, "Let me pull out the splinter out of your eye," when there is a beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to cast out the splinter out of your brother's eye. Do not give that which is holy to the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and attack you. Ask, and it shall be given you; seek, and you shall find; knock, and it shall be opened to you. Because everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks for food, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a snake? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore all things that you would have men do to you, even so you do to them, because this is the law and the prophets. Enter in at the strait gate, because wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leads to destruction, and there many are who enter there. But strait is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth bad fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth bad fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that does not bring forth good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. Therefore by their fruits you shall know them. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name have cast out demons, and in your name done many wonderful works?" And then I will say to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who do works of sin." Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will compare him to a wise man who built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it did not fall, because it was founded upon a rock. And everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them shall be compared to a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his teaching, because he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes.